No, it can't be right. That's chalk country. You can't grow a good witch on chalk. It's too soft. Believe me, you need good, hard rock.
Miss Tick shook her head.
But my elbows are generally reliable. Let's have a look.
She pulled a cracked saucer out of her pocket and tipped into it the rainwater that had collected on her hat. Then, from another pocket, she took a bottle of ink and poured in just enough to turn the water black. She cupped it in her hands to keep the raindrops out and listened to her eyes. Tiffany Aching was lying on her stomach by the river tickling trout. She liked to hear them laugh. It came up in bubbles. A little way away, her brother Wentworth was messing around with a stick and making himself sticky. Anything could make Wentworth sticky. Washed, dried, and left in the middle of a clean floor for 5 minutes, Wentworth would be sticky. But he was an easy child to mind, provided you stopped him eating frogs. There was a small part of Tiffany's brain that wasn't too certain about the name Tiffany. She was 9, and only last week had decided she wanted to be a witch when she grew up. But Tiffany, she was certain, just wouldn't work. People would laugh. Another larger part of Tiffany's brain was thinking of the word susurrus, a word not many people have thought about ever. As her fingers rubbed the trout under its chin, she rolled it round and round in her head. Susurrus. According to her grandmother's dictionary, which she'd read all the way through because no one had told her you weren't supposed to, it meant a low, soft sound as of whispering or muttering. Tiffany liked the taste of the word. Susurrus. Suddenly she realized the trout had swum away. But something else was in the water, only a few inches from her face. It was a round basket, no bigger than half a coconut shell. And a little man, only 6 inches high, was standing up in it. He had a mass of untidy red hair, a red beard, and the rest of him that wasn't covered with blue tattoos was covered with a tiny kilt, and he was waving a fist at her.
"Thrivens! Gang awa utair, ye daft henny! Where's the green heed?"
And with that he pulled at a string that was hanging over the side of the boat, and a second man surfaced, gulping air. The first man hauled him aboard.
"Nay time for fishing! The green heed's comin'! Thrivens, let's off-ski then!"
The swimmer grabbed one very small oar, and the basket sped away into the reeds. And then there was a susurrus. There was no wind, but the leaves on the bushes began to shake and rustle. So did the reeds by the river bank. The air fizzed, and the water began to bubble. Suddenly it was darker and greener. Tiffany took a couple of steps backwards just before long, skinny arms fountained out of the water and clawed madly at where she'd been. For a moment she saw a thin face with long, sharp teeth, huge round eyes, and dripping green hair like waterweed. Then the thing plunged back into the depths. By the time the water closed over it, Tiffany was already running along the bank to where Wentworth was making frog pies. She snatched the child up just as, once again, the water boiled and the green-haired creature shot up, long arms clawing at the mud. Then it screamed and dropped back into the water.
"I want to go to the toilet," shrieked Wentworth.
Tiffany ignored him. She was watching the river. "How strange," she thought. "I'm not scared at all. I ought to be. I'm just angry. How dare a monster turn up in the river, especially one so ridiculous? Who did it think she was?" But there was no point telling anyone. They'd only say what an imagination the child has if they were in a good mood, or don't tell stories if they weren't.
Wanna go to the toilet,"
screamed Wentworth. This is Tiffany walking back home. Start with the boots. They're big and heavy, much repaired by her father, and they'd belonged to various sisters before her. The dress, too.